Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Real wicked vibes in there, Scott.
I love it.
Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. We got Scott Pastorella.
We got Brett on the drums.
Can you believe it? Can you believe how much we just do over here?
Yeah.
We got Brett on the drums.
And we think we got Dana on the drums later.
And we
maybe have Brett on the guitar later.
We might put Brett back on the frets.
Maybe we'll move. Maybe I'll play the piano and Scott will leave.
Here's the whole dang deal. Improvised is in the title. So here's what we're doing. We got Scott on the keys, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, Brett on the fret, on the drums.
We got
Male Person Stacy, Karate Bird.
All the normals are here. Yeah. But are we setting a non-special event record here? I don't know what I'm saying.
Nor do I. But you can help me by saying more.
Sure, here are the more things. Apart from the one episode that we did that had 1 million people in it, I don't think we have done an episode that has had as many people as we have right now.
Yes, we are doing a non-special episode. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are breaking a record
this
for
a
not
record.
A seminal moment.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's great. It will become its own seminal moment.
This is our own seminal moment.
Any moment can be a seminal moment.
Including this one, which is about to be, you know them from who? You know them as them.
You know them as them, I'd say. Please welcome Super Ego. You got Paul F. Tompkins. You got Matt Gorley.
You got Jeremy Carter. You got Mark McConville.
I was going around the table in a direction.
I went from the other side to meet in the middle.
Meet in the Mark McConville.
Meet in the Mark McConville.
Oh.
There is
the creamy Mark McConville.
We're breaking a record for a seminal moment.
Thank you all so much for doing the show.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thanks for having us as a group.
Well, we did it.
We did it.
Well,
good night, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Moment seminal.
Moment seminal.
Moment in
seminal. The moment has been in seminal.
Oh, well, Marty giggling.
Hi, I'm Marty giggling.
The next hour, you're going to be watching some hilarious home videos.
And I'm with my giggling over top.
Truly?
It's annoying to listen to.
Don't know why you're watching.
I think there is a time, and that time is now, where that show would actually be very popular.
Oh, absolutely.
America's Home Funniest
Home
Videos?
With someone, just like one guy giggling over all of it.
I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm certain.
Isn't that Gogglebox? Googlebox? Gogglebox?
Gigglebox?
There's a British thing where it shows people watching TV.
Yeah,
and
just
talking
about
popular.
It. Made here as the People's Couch, which I very much enjoyed, but it did not last here.
Mm. Oh.
It's too bad.
Is that with Judge Judy? The people.
Yep, that's right.
Do you do you guys group watch any television?
Like in the same room?
Yeah, like do you have any? Not necessarily Super Ego, but the four humans, do you ever eventize television? Like for myself, I watch like The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Survivor in groups. Like, you know, hey, who's hosting?
Who's watching Game of Thrones with me tonight?
Right, we're doing snacks, we're doing drinks, we're watching together.
Personally, I don't go to Game of Thrones watchings because I want to just enjoy it. And
you're not, like, you're
just,
not alone.
I just had this experience. So I binged it all. I'd never watched it. And then I went to like a group watch for episode one and I was like, oh, this will not be for me.
Yeah.
Because like I love making jokes at reality TV with my friends and like chopping carrots and pouring rosé and being like, can you believe we're already at hometowns? But when they were like, wait, who's that character? And I was like, we're at different levels. I have to get out of here.
Yeah, same. I can
so
do
not
Survivor.
Not even people joking about it, but people
asking
that are
for
just
clarification.
Behind.
Yeah.
Do your homework.
Because for me, I'm so fresh. Like all 7 seasons are like right at the front of my brain because I watched them in 4 weeks or whatever.
Right.
So I was like, oh my gosh, that's Davos. And if you don't know Davos, I don't know what we're doing. What we're
if you
doing.
Don't know the Onion Knight, I don't know how to help you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's Theranos. He's the Blood Knight.
Yeah.
I famously had a super bratty moment at an Oscar party years ago.
This
where
is famous.
I've already heard about it.
Yeah, you
I've
already
heard about
it.
You know what he's going to say.
But if you go ahead and fill us in,
I was at this party, and it was such a drag for me to be at the party that I asked the host if there was a second TV, and I watched that Oscar ceremony in his bedroom.
Oh!
Mark cared that much about it back
it's
then.
Mark, my dad, McConaughey.
Exactly. I was like, I can't be in this room with these jokers. I got to go and
you
watch
know what?
It.
Then you called the cops on the party.
That is, I had a similar moment in college. My friend and I hosted a Oscar party, and we are like sincere. And everyone else was being cynical. And we were like, and there was an Oscar pool that the cynics were winning, but we couldn't leave because we were hosting.
Oh.
And it was just, we felt trapped. And it was the year that the Milk screenwriter won, and she and I were like sobbing through his speech, and they were like, that movie wasn't even good. We're like, shut up! Nothing gold can stay. Good God. Like, let us cry over this moving speech about like being accepted. I hate you. And you've eaten more potato skins than anyone else.
But you invited these people.
I know. But you never know. Sometimes like you're like, oh, yeah, we're buds. And then you get them in a room and you're like, we're not buds for this.
No.
And I wouldn't have known.
Right.
A lot of times you take the medal of a person by inviting them to an award show.
Mm-hmm.
Watching.
We cut to a living room.
The snacks are out. The drinks are chilled. Bucket and it's ready to be refilled. There's a sign on the door saying you don't have to bring the bell. And I've also put up a sign that says this way for the bathroom as well. But how will they?
Just gonna take my shoes off and leave them by the door.
Great.
Do you have an ice bucket? I brought 4 Miller High Lives, the champagne of beers.
Okay.
And I'm gonna just put my jacket over here.
So far, you're doing all right. Actually, why don't I take the Miller High Life and I'll put it in the drink area that I already have, and let me hang your jacket.
That's
shoes
fine.
Off is
Was
fine.
This like a closed event?
What do you mean?
I mean, is it cool that I invited some other people over to this event?
Well, the end of the email did say RSV, please, and then an asterisk to say, bonus buddies are okay, but please clear them
is
first.
Is this the place?
This is the place!
What's up, bro?
What's up? This is my dude, Marcus.
Oh, man, it's me, Marcus!
Hey, nice to meet you. I hope you love film and don't mind people's dreams coming true, even if the awards are bought.
I can't wait to make fun of this Hollywood bullshit.
Oh no.
I look forward all year long to making fun of this Hollywood bullshit.
Classic Marcus!
I'm cynical. I don't think anything good is sincere. I like to make fun of stuff because it masks my feelings when I'm out.
How
do you do?
Oh,
hey, what's going on?
This is my dude, Phil.
Welcome, welcome. gosh, I don't have great seating. I guess I can pull out the ottoman from the chair in my
bedroom.
I'm
just going to sit right here in the middle of the couch.
I just lay on the floor. I brought sour mash. It helps with my rash. And I'm looking, is that women's or men's?
It's a home, so it's just one bath. This is bad.
Ding dong!
Oh gosh.
I know I'm not supposed to ring the bell,
yeah,
but
there's a sign.
Hey, it's Ding Dong!
Hey, it's me, Ding Dong!
Ding Dong's here!
You guys got any cans of beer I can crush on my forehead?
You know I did. I brought four Miller High Life, the champagne of beers, in can form.
I'll take all four.
Oh man, I brought Joe Champagne, the beer of champagnes.
I brought lactate.
I brought Beano. It's gonna be a wild night.
Oh my gosh. How'd you do?
I brought Beano.
Can I lie to you still? How'd you do?
I'm gonna make fun of this Hollywood
like
bullshit.
You still? How'd you do? Will anybody notice if I go watch alone in my room?
Yeah, I will. Don't do it.
I'll let you crash my house, but you can't crash my night.
Who are all these guys?
You've been in here already? This
whole time? My sister's nominated for Best Animated Short tonight.
Oh my gosh, that's right. That's how this started. I was like, oh, let's do a whole thing.
Yeah, Grumpy Mumps might win tonight.
You know, I voted for it, even though, it's not tracking to win. Because I want to see that speech. Does she prep one?
It's just like a huge night. I haven't talked to her in a long time. And, you know, I hope she wins and maybe we can mend our torrid past.
That would be huge. I'm so sorry. When I said I wanted to host it, and then I invited Brett, and he invited this guy Marcus.
Sup, Marcus and Phil and Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
Hey. Is Ding Dong a person or is it
Hey, yes. Sally, who's your friend?
Oh, yeah. This is my best friend from childhood. And
great.
His I don't know you.
So you vouch for her.
What?
So you vouch for her?
Yeah, and you don't know me. So this is you busted into my bedroom.
You must be Ding Dong.
The very same.
Okay.
Ding Dong the witch is dead. Chill out, Sally. Hi.
Don't tell me to chill out in my own home and
do you rent or do you own?
I rent, obviously.
Ding Dong!
Ding Dong strikes again!
Why did you guys come into my bedroom?
Sorry, I followed
Brett,
them all in here.
Brett,
yeah, I know.
Can you at least get them in the living room?
Yeah, I thought this was the weed room. I'm sorry.
There is no dedicated weed room.
We can smoke weed anywhere?
Yes.
This is great.
Honestly, you can't. This is my best friend from childhood, Claire. Her sister is nominated for Best Animated Short. The whole party was for us to have a special night, and I invited my friend Brett because he's a wild card. Sometimes he's great, and sometimes he's terrible.
Okay.
And then you invited all these people, Brett.
Yeah, I feel like I should have read that email all the way through to the end, and I did not, and that's on me. So, Ding Dong, Marcus, Phil, let's go designate a weed room, okay?
We're out of
rooms. How about this one?
I rent a one bedroom. You're in my, please don't.
Okay,
fine.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out. We're outside. We're going to go out of the apartment complex.
And then
we're
come right back in.
Okay.
Well, also, I spilled a huge can of Topps caramel popcorn, which is largely melted and soaking into your carpet as we speak.
Don't worry, I'll hoover that right out.
Okay.
You know what? Maybe we'll stay here and the two of you go
Claire,
in the living room.
Do you want to go into the living room?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second, guys. Your name's Claire, right?
Yeah.
Your sister's nominated for an Oscar?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Which one? What's the name of the thing?
It's her short animated film, Grumpy Mumps.
Oh, it got stupider!
Cartoons are for kids.
No, they're not.
Uh-huh.
Well, except anime. Come on.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Cartoons are for everyone.
We cut to the hotel room where the Grumpy Mumps team is getting ready. Guys, I know that we're not tracking to win, But I just want to say, you all look so beautiful tonight. And Grumpy Mumps couldn't have happened without each and every one of you.
I would really... First of all, thank you. I would just like, in this moment, if we could all go around the circle. Because we all influence the project so much.
Yes.
And just talk about our favorite part of Grumpy Mumps.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We made Grumpy Mumps for us first. And the fact that anybody saw Grumpy Mumps...
Is bonus.
It's icing bonus.
I'm actually
it's
a little crazy. Mad that other people saw it.
I know, because it started as like
our Because it's ours.
It's ours.
So much about us.
We made it. We kind of kept it for ourselves. And we knew that it was going to be fine. And then we invited Jenny to watch it. And Jenny's kind of a wild card. And then Jenny just submitted it. And now here we are.
And the fact that like some people in Brooklyn... You know, at a small theater where they screen, like, all the shorts. Like, people were there. They saw it.
More people saw Grumpy Mumps than saw Roma, okay?
Yeah.
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 What's Roma?
In a theater, I mean.
In a theater.
My favorite part is when all the Castorati kids set aside their differences. And they come together and get rid of that awful priest.
My favorite really part was the Castorati battle.
Oh,
my favorite part was the castration, their origin story.
All of those things have to happen in order for them to come together, though.
Yeah, because honestly, my favorite part is the opening credits. It's just really beautiful.
I liked the part where our names are up on the screen. Yeah.
Get a castration, deep voice. I like the part when the kids hold hands. I like the part where they come together as one. Do you like the part where they lose their balls? That's the part for me that was the most fun.
We all have a part.
On your skin, and it's totally safe, and this nurse will hold your hand, and then afterward, oh, I also like the part where we all had our names in the scrolling part.
We all have a part in our heart, a grumpy mom.
Never been done in an animated short before.
He had it coming.
We all have a part in our heart of Grumpy Mumps. A Grumpy Mumps.
Animated Castrati short film Grumpy Mumps.
And I like the part when the mumps start talking. By mumps, I mean the castrated balls.
Yes, the balls that go off on an adventure where they learn not to be grumpy.
On the belly like Farinelli.
I like that part.
Bumps on the belly.
I like that part.
In our heart.
But grumpy mumps. That was a good idea.
Yeah.
I hope we win.
I mean,
honestly, though... What chance do we have?
We got as good a chance as anybody else.
I don't know. The other four are Pixar shorts. Yeah. You know, it's just not...
They're all Pixar?
Yeah. We're up against Sad Microwave.
Little Baby Earthquake.
Little Baby Earthquake.
And Truck Children.
And Truck Children. And honestly, Little Baby Earthquake is, and I don't, pardon the pun, earth-shattering.
It's so good. It's so good. At only a minute and 2 seconds, it tells me more of a story than anything else.
Yeah, even Grumpy Mums.
I know.
But Truck Children is so dumb, I don't know why it's nominated. It's just a Star Trek episode where all the adults die and the children have to take over the adult jobs.
You're right.
But trucks.
But you know what? Maybe they'll all split the Pixar vote. And then he'll come through.
I'd say we have a shot.
Yeah.
We do have a shot.
Yeah. We might have a shot.
We cut to the back room where awards are being counted by hand.
Three,
award votes are being counted
four,
by hand.
Five. Six.
Which one are those four?
I lost my count, Mother Duster. You're throwing me off.
Hey,
I'm
guys,
counting right next to you.
Guys, I was in this broom closet and I just found 36 votes for La La Land. Should I do anything with these?
Ooh,
don't tell anyone you found those.
That'll be our little secret.
I just found Jack Palance in the other broom closet and he says it wasn't supposed to be Marissa Tomei.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'm for real, all kinds of real.
Wait. I just ran into Sasheen Littlefield.
Okay, everyone,
look it up.
And boy, were her wings tired.
Listen, everyone, there's a lot of things in a lot of closets here. No one get distracted, because every time we do, we lose.
I wanna look in a closet.
Sure.
I wanna look in a closet. I wanna look in a closet to find more Oscar mysteries.
Hey, let me out. Private Ryan! I should have won, not Shakespeare in Love!
It's actually Private Ryan! He's been here in this closet.
I'm one of the good fellas! I'm not dancing with wolves, I'm a good fella! I got taken advantage of! What happened? I'm a clown to you? I'm Star Wars! Fuck you, Annie Hall! Or Ryan? I'm Titanic! Jesus wept!
Maybe I didn't want to look in all these closets, but
I want to look in a closet.
Look in a closet.
I want to look in a closet.
I
want to look in a closet and find more Oscar stuff.
Hey, it's me, 3-6 Mafia. Just polishing my Oscar.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, hey, no sweat.
You did it. And you know what? That was a great moment. We'll all remember that great Jon Stewart quip. Remember when life was easier?
Hey, it's me, Snow White. Why did everybody get so mad? I was just trying to be sexy and dance a little bit with Rob Lowe.
I don't know.
It's me, Tatum O'Neal. What a wonder an Oscar can do. Everything's gone fine, don't worry about me. I'm living life like you.
And I'm Sally Field. And I can't believe you really like me. Now I'm just hanging out at IKEA in Burbank to put together a score.
And it's a me, Roberto Bonini. So good at running on chairs. And I love you, and I love you, and I don't even care.
And it's me, Oscar the Grouch. I may have misunderstood what this closet was for.
It's me, Elia Kazan. Have a seat.
Wow.
We looked in a closet.
So many closets. Claire.
Yeah.
Listen, I know we're just standing in my bathroom watching it on our phone and it's not the same, but
it's fine.
Do you want to do something crazy? Do you want to do something bold?
I'm not ordering pizza without cheese again.
That's not what I mean, Claire, let's leave.
What?
Let's go to the Oscars.
It's like 20 minutes from here.
Let's go. We could go and we could be close to the action. And if your sister wins,
finally a commercial. This is actually good.
I have to get out of here.
Open up! I gotta take a massive squirt.
That's not the bathroom, ding dong.
I gotta leave behind a Deuce Bigelow male gigolo.
Stop it! I hate you all.
Quick, the window.
Okay. Yeah, this will show them. We'll pretend we've never left, and then they can never squirt in my toilet.
Good luck. That's a Los Angeles window. It's been painted over since the 50s.
Yes.
Hey, Brett, or Net, or what was your name?
It was Net.
Net, you got a crock pot I could go squirt in? Because they're hogging up the squirter.
An Instapot would do it.
You asking me, or you asking Net?
You got a Netty Pot, Net?
Net, do you have a Netty Pot?
You have a Bready Pot?
Oh, yeah, I got one.
What about a Tom Petty pot?
Hey, this party's getting bigger.
Hey, meanwhile, I'm cool talking Phil. I'm a kid to the other Phil.
Phil transformed.
Yep, that's my brother Phil. I got all the vocal looks.
Where do those two hot girls go?
Meanwhile, outside the apartment complex.
That was a lot farther down than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I kept forgetting. I live on the second floor.
I think I broke my ankle.
No, Claire.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Well,
try to stand on it. Don't worry. I have an idea. We'll get in my car.
Okay.
Hey, Claire.
Yeah?
I know that we've been best friends for a long time, but I don't actually know, like, why you don't talk to your sister. And I know that, you know, we're 28. We probably only have, like, one more year of believing in the Oscars.
Right.
But I want to get back to, like, why we do believe in it, you know? Like, we both like sweeping gestures. We both like opening numbers. We like genre montages.
We like people who talk like they've planned out what they're gonna say for a year.
We like when they have a list, but they ignore it. And I love when they cut to a mom, and the mom is crying.
And inside they're dying, but one thing is true. Their dreams have come true.
The dreams have come true.
She wins, I hope she remembers to thank everybody involved, and maybe me.
Maybe you.
Maybe me.
What would that do?
Dreams come true. When her dreams come true.
When her dreams come.
I hope she knows what to do. When her dreams come true.
So, like, what happened?
Oh, when I was 7 and she was 11, she was, like, drawing in her book, and I told her drawing was dumb. And that drawing is Grumpy Mumps. She's had this idea since she was a kid.
It's for castrated balls that go on an adventure?
Yeah, and the sequel, Lumpy Humps.
What's that about?
Well, the Grumpy Mumps, they figure out that they shouldn't be grumpy anymore.
Right.
But the longer they're out of the body, the lumpier they get. And they get humps.
That's sweet.
So they have to figure out how to go home.
Wow.
But only if she wins this will she get to draw lumpy humps.
But you know what, Claire? You know, sometimes people need a little adversity. That's what sometimes it locks. A lot of creativity. So maybe you were that bump on the road, that little bump that led to the lumps, that got kind of grumps, that led to some humps. You made her dreams come true. You made her dreams come true. Come
their dreams come true? Will they get into the Oscars? Will Grumpy Mumps win an award? What's going on back inside that apartment?
Where are those closets? Why are there so many? Or we probably definitely won't go back there. Find out when we return to the second half of
Oscars, I Hardly Knowers, the musical.
Hi. Are you ready for this classic Lisa ad because we love them and they love us and they're so nice to us? You know, Lisa believes that a bed is more than just a place to sleep. It's a place for relaxation and rest.
And they believe that everybody has the right to rest.
That's why they make two awesome mattresses plus accessories and bases to give your body the deep rest it needs.
The all-foam Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA 200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers.
Their Sapira hybrid mattress is the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support. Lisa's mission to provide a better night's sleep for everybody, and from day one, Lisa set out to create that company with a heart. That's why they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell to organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention.
To date, they've donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits. I sleep on it every night. It feels so good on my back. I love it. I sleep sometimes on my side, sometimes on my back, sometimes with my eyes closed. But always so good.
You're wild. But Lisa helps you have a not wild night of sleep.
That's right.
Except for wildly good. And listen, right now you can get 15% off your entire order at lisa.com/offbook. Use promo code offbook.
That's leesa.com/offbook. Promo code offbook.
Honk shoe. We love them.
Welcome back.
When we last left, some people were being mean at a party. A sister is on the path to reuniting with a dream sister. There's a cartoon about a baby earthquake and some castrated balls. Regular stuff. Let's return now with guitar to Oscar. I barely know her.
Hello. Welcome to the Oscars. And who, may I ask, are you?
My name is Sally.
My name's Claire.
How downtown and day class A.
Oh, wow.
You're like a cardboard bumblebee.
Excuse me?
Look at your outfit. It's made
I'm
of cardboard.
I'm the Oscar's maitre d'.
Yeah, but
well,
you're like
dressed like
a cardboard
bumblebee from Transformers.
Yeah, you're like a cardboard bumblebee.
You've got spunk. I like that.
Okay, can we get in?
Answer these riddles.
What film goes like this? There's one man, a girl, and they don't ever kiss except one time, but they shouldn't do it, cause they're sister and brother, and that's all there is to it.
Flowers in the Attic?
Oh no, siree!
Star Wars?
That's it, my friend!
Oh, I got it, yeah,
one,
sorry.
Two, riddles three, here we go, number two, it comes from me. What do you get when you take some DNA, put it in a mix of amber and say, here comes a big old beast on the land?
I got it.
This is the movie that I have in my hand.
Flowers in the Attic?
No, siree!
Jurassic Park?
You're good, my dear!
Sally! I don't think this person actually works here. I think this is just a crazy
and
person
finally,
in a bumblebee costume
go,
on Hollywood Boulevard.
Three. Listen up now and listen to me. There's a dam on the horizon and it's got to come down. It's made in 1978 and it's got a lot of people in it.
Let's see. Can you say it again?
If you have some change, I can answer that one for you.
You do know it.
This guy is definitely works for the Oscars.
No one has ever answered this riddle. I doubt some hoodlum from the streets.
Yeah, you give me a quarter, because I got to buy a pack of Mentos and all.
Can I Venmo it to you? I don't have a change purse. Can I Venmo it to you?
How about a dollar? Do I look like I got a Venmo?
Here.
I am wearing.
Here's a $5 bill. It's all
I'm wearing a hot water bottle of shoes. And there's only one of them, so you figure it out, for God's sake.
I don't know.
Is it?
Time's running up. What is it going to be?
Horse 10 from Navarone.
What? No one's ever gotten that before.
Yeah, with Carl Weathers, Harrison Ford, and that Robert guy who was dead from drinking in Jaws.
What a world!
Get away from me, you cardboard bumblebee. I'm terribly sorry. I'm the real Oscars maitre d'.
Hollywood Boulevard is crazy.
What are your names?
My name's Sally. This is my best friend since childhood, Claire.
Hi. Sally, Claire, Sally.
We're probably not on the list.
I don't think we'll be on a list.
That's okay. I can get you in on a sort of provisional license if you can just answer me these questions three.
Okay, but...
Well, there is a daisy, and it's hidden up in the utmost part of a house. And it's gone, and no one knows where it is. What is it?
Oh, okay, I got it. This is hilarious.
That's you.
That's crazy. Jurassic Park.
No! No, that's not it. No, not at all.
Are you serious?
You were close, but off the wall. Your answer was very, very tragic. Of course, the real answer was...
Flowers in the Attic.
That's right!
Sorry.
For real?
I don't know. Also, I'm confused. Was that even a motion picture? Was that like a TV miniseries?
Oh, I'm sorry. Know. My riddles are not what are movies. It's just you have to sort of answer the answer.
Oh,
so what's going on here? What's going on?
Oh, I've been found out. Goodbye.
Oh. Can I help you? I'm Bruce Valanche.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Claire.
I'm Sally. We just really need to get in the Oscars because...
My sister's nominated for Best Live... Not... No.
It's okay.
I'm so flustered.
Deep
She's
breath.
Animated short.
Best animated short.
Grumpy Mumps.
Step
Grumpy
aside. Mumps? Step aside. It's me, Bruce Pixar. I'll be going in now. Thank you.
Right this way, Mr. Pixar. Did you say your sister...
There's a Mr. Pixar?
Baby Earthquake!
You say your sister wrote and directed Grumpy Mumps?
She... It's her dream.
Well, it's a dream that came true. Please, be my guest at the Oscars.
Are you serious, Mr.
Really?
Lynch?
I'm allowed to invite anybody I want.
And you're going
to
invite us? Two 28-year-olds?
Yeah, Webster never called me back.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Hey, can I ask you something, Mr. Lynch?
You can ask me anything. As long as it's not about my many t-shirts.
No, it's not. It's about the Oscars and how... I feel like you get to a point where you're not allowed to like them anymore. But for you, I mean, I feel like, are they still special? How do you feel about the Oscars, Bruce Valanche?
How do I feel about the Oscars?
Yeah.
Why, many people have asked me that. But I've never told anyone.
Really?
Until now.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
What do the Oscars mean to me?
Bruce Valanche.
What do awards for shining on the silver screen ever do for anyone?
Mr. Valanche.
They do a lot.
For Mr. Valanche.
What do the Oscars mean to Bruce Valanche? I get to write a bunch of jokes for anyone who hosts, except when they send me out to the ranch because times have changed. People move on. I guess I'm not as funny as I used to be. I'm no Theo Vaughn.
Bruce Valanche, he had his chance. Bruce Valanche, Bruce Valanche. Could we give Bruce Valanche just one last dance with Bruce Valanche?
What do the Oscars mean to anyone who watches? They're a chance to celebrate Hollywood and fun.
Hollywood and fun.
If you watch the Oscars, you can't be cynical. You gotta walk emotionally before you can emotionally run.
Before you run.
When you watch the Oscars, remember you were once a child. Don't be rude and cynical, but keep your eyes open wide. Keep your heart going wild. That's what the Oscars mean to me.
Wow,
that's so touching.
Ding dong!
Wait, what?
There you guys are.
No.
Hey, what are you doing here?
No.
We ran all the way.
No.
Hey, I got in because I'm smooth, cool talking, smooth talking Phil.
No.
I'm so sorry. Brett? I just remembered. I have an Oscar nominated film, and we had a bunch of tickets to go here.
Can we come and sit with you guys? Also, I really still got a ticket score.
Tell them what category.
What?
Tell them what category.
Oh. Best live action animated feature.
What?
That's right. That's right. It's all been rotoscoped.
Brett.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. You and me, like, this was a big leap for me inviting you to my Oscar party.
No, I'm getting a sense on how it's gone.
She's right, good. Brett. You should take off. We're going to all hang.
No. Ding dong, I have no relationship to you. You are a friend of a friend of a friend who is talking about squirting in my toilet at an Oscar party.
Well, since you're all friends of Sally's, come right in.
Thanks, you know, Bruce.
Well,
hey, I'm a friend of Sally's, and I answered that question to get him in here. So
wait, no.
And I'm the guy who plays Superman on Hollywood Drive. Could I come in?
Hollywood
Claire,
Drive.
Claire, I'm so
all
sorry.
Oh, so he's getting a shot. Me, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. On our way, we sort of picked up a bunch of people from outside Man's Chinese Theater.
Hi there. I'm Bumblebee.
Oh, guys.
I'm Pokemon.
You're a Pokemon?
I'm one of them.
I can't help it. I feel so lonely and I don't have friends, so anyone that sort of presents themselves as a person that wants to be around with me, I just let them in.
Brett, come on. You gotta have higher standards for this. You can have, like, real friends. You don't have to just be a magnet for chaos and weirdness.
But you could be.
You should be.
You can have friends that connect to you. That's you can choose this.
Like us.
Or me even.
Yes, you can give them a chance and you cannot judge them by the first interaction. But maybe with action you can find a friend and not just have a gang of weirdos.
I'm Spider Suit.
Okay. Ah.
But these guys, they all seem so cool.
We are!
Like this one I found loitering outside of an elementary school.
No.
He is an off-brand Elmo. Legally supposed to tell you that he is not Elmo. But sometimes it fills a hole in my heart when Spider Suit is playing a part. A part of a friend, since he's not Spider-Man. I just sort of invited him to get in my with a gang of weirdos. But you're right, I should be more discerning. Friendship is something you have to be earning.
And Brett, there's a thing that you need to be learning. Let's do a little quiz and see who your friends is. Do you like this garbage can?
Not a bit.
Damn it. What about that bird over there?
The tall one that isn't quite Big Bird.
That's the one I'm talking about.
I mean, not really.
Fuck you!
How do you feel about a Pokemon?
I mean, I'd prefer if it would tell me which one it is.
Grab a bunch!
That's not one of them.
It's just a gang of weirdos.
A gang of weirdos.
I see what you're doing. It's born out of insecurity. You are like building up people around you because you would rather do this than have boundaries. Why don't you actually invest in some people who will give their friendship back to you instead of being this guy who's like, I roll 20 deep.
Okay.
Gang of weirdos.
Gang of weirdos.
Sounds like
it's
I made the cut.
Time to break it off.
Me too. I don't see a problem.
No.
Yeah, I'm Plastic Suit Man, so I'm in.
There's only room for three weirdos and me.
Well, I'm one.
Ding dong, you're one.
Two.
Yep.
Hey,
Marcus, you're two. Cool voice, Phil. You're three.
I suppose that means I've got to ship off.
Get out of here, not quite Captain Jack Sparrow. Hey, guys. Can we not go to the Oscars? can we go to this Shakey's Pizza and do something crazy?
But Viggo Mortensen is hosting.
Who?
Viggo Mortensen.
Never heard of him. Oh, wait. Horseman from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
No. Go to the Shakey's Pizza with me. Think about it. It's the perfect place for us to do what we want to do.
I can arrange to have your names put on the marquee.
Bruce Valanche, you could do that for us at the Shakey's Pizza?
I can do that at any Shakey's Pizza.
It is my birthday.
It's Ding Dong's birthday.
And I've already got the shakes.
Phil, we're going to call a doctor. Come on, everyone. There's only one place for a gang of weirdos. It's Shakey's Pizza.
They got textured plastic glasses. I fill them to the brim and drink my acid. Full of Coke and George drink.
Hey, Sally, I hope your night's real good. We got a date with Shakey's Pizza.
Thanks, Brett.
Come on, everyone.
Try it with no cheese.
Wait, real quick. Hey, Claire.
What is it, Ding Dong?
I just wanted to know if you'd find it in your heart to maybe go out with me sometime.
Yeah, I've been eyeballing you up and down since the moment you barged
really?
Into the party.
Yeah.
What about me?
Cool.
What about me?
Oh, no.
What?
Hey,
I'm Marcus.
Wait, what about me?
Oh, I thought you guys had a thing going.
Oh, no.
And
really? Certainly not after tonight. But I might, like, when I have, like, a bigger party, I might invite you still.
Hey,
what about me?
I don't really know you. I could try. And like, if you invited me to something, like if you were like, come to this
date this, for two,
this
dinner for two, come to this dinner for two.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But if you were like, hey, for my birthday, I'm just going to do a casual thing at a bar, I might stop by.
Hey, you know, Ding Dong.
Yeah?
Would you ever maybe go out with me?
Heck yeah, I would, friend.
Oh, what?
Well, not that way.
So now you're free?
Oh, no, I meant that way.
Oh, sorry. Claire and I are in a monogamous relationship.
Wow, Ding Dong moves fast.
Yeah, I don't really move that fast.
Okay, oh my God. We're in an open relationship, though.
Yeah. Oh, then we're back on.
Okay.
They're on best editing. It's getting close.
All right, let's go.
Go to the Shakey's Pizza.
Well, it seems my plan worked.
Bruce, you knew what you were doing the whole time.
I sort of engineered it that they would go to the Shakey's Pizza.
You're amazing.
I'm just me.
You're just you.
That's what it says on my t-shirt. One of my many t-shirts.
Everyone be quiet. I, Mr. Pixar, will not be interrupted when they announce what will surely be one of my winning movies.
Not so fast, Bruce Pixar.
Bruce Valanche. There's not enough room for two Bruces.
Everyone has a chance here.
I mean, everyone, maybe you have one chance. I've got four.
Mr. Pixar, listen, the Grumpy Mumps group, we're just like a family who made something that we really love, and we're excited to be nominated next to you, but you don't have to be so mean about it.
The end credits of it. Everything's in order and nothing's spelled wrong.
Everyone's name is in there. There's a dead person.
Can I be real with you? I admire the hell out of you guys.
Really?
Little upstarts making a movie for children all about castrated balls. It's incredible.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be for
children. It's animation. Of course it's for children. It's not anime.
Well, it's for everyone.
Only anime is animation for adults.
A lot of people ask me, with a name like Viggo Mortensen, are you Irish or are you Russian?
We are loving this!
And I say, why can't we all be those?
Viggo, we are loving this!
Now to introduce the category
you
for
fucked
best
up my joke.
Animated short.
Do it! Introduce it! We're loving this!
And I just want to say, I just want to thank Bruce Valanche for that joke.
Viggo! Viggo! Viggo!
On set, they call me.
I am non-ironically enjoying it!
Hidalgo was my favorite film I ever did.
Tell an anecdote!
Well, on the set of Hidalgo, when the cast and crew used
talk
to call me.
Talk about how you don't own a TV!
Viggo of the Mortensons, and I'd go home and I don't own a TV, and I have a son who's older than you'd expect.
Say
say the N-word like you did that one time.
No, don't then, you, please don't do that.
I think I replaced Stuart Townsend on Lord of the Rings, and boy, was that a lucky break.
Was that steam room slippery?
Yeah, you tell it to my bare-ass boys.
Oh, we loved pizza. It.
Anyway, to introduce the category for best animated short, Dame Judi Dench.
Hello. What is animation? Is it a drawing that has been enchanted by a witch?
Quick, Claire, over here. She's going to talk for a long time.
Great.
Come on, your sister. We're almost at her row.
I can see her. She's up in that balcony. There's no way she's going to win.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That's a really bad sign.
That's terrible.
Unless they're doing that thing where they award it in the balcony.
I hope not.
Oh.
Excuse me. Just got to install this zip line between this balcony and the stage.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Claire, it could still happen. Here, run up the store. Here, Judi Dench is still going on. She's talking about flip books.
F, flip books. That brings us to G, Gumby, also animated. H, Harry and the Hendersons, not animated. Gotcha.
Claire.
Excuse me, I'm Sean Connery's balls. I've been put up here to guard this balcony.
Oh my gosh, Star, he's one of the voice actors in Grumpy Lump.
I know.
Mr. Sean Connery, we just need to get right over there to...
That's my sister.
We need to talk to her before she maybe wins.
Oh, well, you don't mistake me for full Sean Connery.
No.
I'm just his balls.
I know, but you have
I wish
still
Hollywood
a ton
would
of
allow some sort of... representation of Sean Connery's balls. I've never seen anything that's just Sean Connery or just balls. Anyway, yes, go right
ahead.
Oh,
thank you. She's
hitting
key.
The last half of the alphabet.
Yeah, she's passed
W. Wendigo. Certainly a character deserving of an animated treatment. X. Oh, shit.
Claire, come on, nails your cheeks.
Angelique?
Yeah? Oh my gosh, Claire?
Oh my gosh. It's your big night. I came to support you and the Grumpy Mumps team.
You support me? I thought you said that all of the art I ever made was bad.
Wow, Claire.
Yeah, I did say that.
I thought you said that you didn't like my drawing of Grumpy Mumps and the sequel, Mumpy Humps.
Oh, is it Mumpy Humps?
Or Lumpy Humps.
I always remembered it as Lumpy Humps. It's been so long. I'm just here to say I'm sorry. I was wrong. I was a stupid 7-year-old kid,
Claire,
with a big mouth.
No, you were right. That first draft was garbage.
Really?
And you telling me that spurred me on to make the Grumpy Mumps that we ended up airing tonight.
Oscar nominated.
My plan is working.
I don't know if you've seen the end of the film where all of the names,
all the names
the people
are.
Worked on it.
There's a special
I
thing.
I haven't seen it.
There's
I actually
a special,
haven't seen
well,
it.
Well, at the very...
Don't tell her. Just,
wait, you haven't watched it?
Yeah, Claire.
Never mind.
It's an animated short. Probably where am I supposed to watch them?
I had sent you a DVD. Never mind.
I moved.
You didn't tell me you moved, Claire?
Well, it's like bigger, one apartment over.
Listen.
It's the same building.
Well... Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I shouldn't have come.
No, we're
I'm sorry.
No.
Scott, excuse me, a camera crew. I got to get a shot on you. Just we're covering all reactions.
I don't understand why you would be doing that.
Okay.
There's nothing's going to happen for me tonight.
No,
so I don't understand no, why.
Don't no, say that. This is my friend Sally. Do you remember Sally?
Yeah, of course I remember
she
Sally.
She also had disparaging comments about your art when we were children.
Well, I just didn't get it. And also, I was just like wanted to be on the same page as my friend.
They were installing a zipline from this balcony spot to the stage.
I don't understand why they would do that.
You might win.
Would you sign this waiver real quick?
Angelique. Yeah,
sure. Whatever, fine.
Angelique, Claire, I know I've been around a long time because we're childhood best friends. And I always wanted a sister, but I don't have one. And it's a really special thing. And I'm so happy to see you guys having this moment. It's like a mini movie right in front of me. It's everything I love about movies and the Oscars and this night.
She's announcing it.
Is she?
Zed.
She was stuck on
why?
She was stuck on why for so long until she just said Yeti, that one movie with all the Yetis in it. What was it called?
Smallfoot.
Yeah, no, that's what she's. Yeah, you all heard her say
Zendaya is Michi.
Hurry up, you battle axe!
And now, how dare you, Daniel Craig?
See you next week.
I love you.
Spoiler.
They love each other. That's really sweet. I think they love each other.
Oh. And now.
the nominees for best animated short subject. Little Baby Earthquake.
Hell yeah.
Pixar.
Hell yeah.
Got my vote.
Truck Children.
Hell yeah. Also me.
Pixar.
Also me. Hell yeah. Ooh, I hope he says sad microwave so good.
Sad microwave.
Hell yeah, that's it.
Pixar. Mumpy.
I hope he says grumpy mumps wrong.
Grumpy mumps.
Oh, I said it right. Fizzy, dang it.
Forgive me. I'm literally going blind.
It's true.
Grumpy mumps.
Everyone, hold hands.
Angelique and friends.
And friends.
And friends.
And the Oscar Girls Jaw. It's very difficult with my old withered hands. How do I... these envelopes. Aid me, Thespis. Ah. Grumpy Mumps?
Ah! That's why I signed this waiver. I have to take this zip line. Oh my gosh. I want to thank, there's so many people to thank. All the people that wrote all the names correctly in the right order.
Yes.
All the people that did all the animation, all the people that believed in me, all my family, thank you so much.
Wait. I just came back from the closet backstage. You could write a great injustice right now if you thank Chad Lowe.
Thank you, Chad Lowe. Okay.
This house is clean.
Okay. Listen.
It's in the end of the credits when the worlds all scroll away. Everyone decides they had someone they wanted to thank. But sometimes words aren't enough for the people that you love. Which is why you gotta do it extra for the people I'm thinking of. Special thanks to my sister Claire. Special thanks to Sally,
what?
Who was often also there.
Oh my God.
Special thanks from me to my blood and chosen family.
And now I'd like to hand off the second half of this speech to a man who I very recently started dating. Ding dong.
Ding dong. What the fuck?
That's right.
Oh my gosh, don't let it come between you, Claire. You've come so far.
Here I am, in front of everybody at the big movie show. Singing a song that I don't even know. Thank God Vigo put the words with a bouncing ball on a teleprompter. Now all I gotta do is rhyme teleprompter.
Special thanks.
I did it.
To you all. Special thanks. To you, Sean Connery's ball.
Thank you. I think you like ball.
I hardly know her, the musical. We'll be right back after this. Hey, you know what two people we love very much?
Let me think.
Pick one.
Lauren Lapkus.
Correct. Pick another.
John Gabriel.
Also correct.
I like them so much, and they have a show together that I want to listen to, and I want you to listen to it too.
What's it called?
It's called Raised by TV.
obviously, you should know that because it's great.
Did you know that Rolling Stone called Raised by TV one of the best new podcasts? And there are new episodes available right now on Stitcher Premium.
Because when they were growing up, they watched a lot of TV, like a lot of TV. Now, adults with minds hopelessly warped by television, they've come together to indulge their shared obsession.
On Raised by TV, John and Lauren revisit the best and worst TV of the late 80s and early 90s. Everything from game shows and TGIF to Oprah and cereal commercials.
Listen now on Stitcher Premium. You guys, I was also raised on TV and I want to hear them talk about TV and I love them and they're funny and you already love them.
Gotcha. You'd love them. So listen to it. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to StitcherPremium.com and use promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome back.
Oh, welcome back.
We had it happen.
Super. We had it happen.
Guys,
we had it
happen. Thank you. That was very fun and very good.
I haven't laughed that hard in a very long time.
So many laughs on the mic.
It was fun to bring up all that Oscars trivia.
Yeah, there were some good deep dives.
I know this show frequently tells me about how many things I don't know. That was a moment like that.
It's all good.
That's okay. That's
Jessica knew every single thing.
What did you not know?
That damn movie I didn't know, right?
No, that's not Oscars trivia. That's Jeremy and Matt trivia.
Yeah, I was like, what? That's really is. That's a deep cut. Where we get it? Well, we love Little Baby Earthquake so much. We thought we'd close out with a little rapping about Imagine Pixar shorts. That's our kicking off point. That's all we got. Did you feel that, or did you make a mistake? I didn't really realize it was a little baby earthquake. I thought someone just shut a door. I never felt a quake so small before. But then that little baby earthquake learns how to shake, learns about themselves, and that they are great. And that no matter the size on that Richter scale, that every little earthquake got a story to tell.
Little earthquake playing by the rules, getting made fun of in his earthquake school. Big earthquake push him up against the locker. Says, you'll never rock the earth cause you are not a rocker. Put it down, stop shaking with those tectonic plates. Stop it now, not invited to my birthday. Little earthquake gotta rise up fast if he's gonna be a little earthquake, not of the past.
Here's a fault line voiced by Rianne Rhymes. I sing a song and it goes like this. Well, Pixar, Fixar, just the best. Here's a little movie about a three-piece vest. Yeah. Got a pocket, got a front, got a back as well. He's a little runt, that feels real swell. Tell his mother the jacket and his father the pants. Say, hey, little vest, get off my ass.
Grandfather Earthquake destroyed San Francisco. He gotta look and say, how does this go? I'm a little baby earthquake. Do I measure on the Richter scale? That my leisure? Little Earthquake doesn't look fly enough. He's like, I got to get respect and other stuff. Ooh, how do I get respect as the best? I will just put on this little three-piece vest. And they're together. Little Earthquake and Vest, they roll forever.
Yeah, that's right. But what about, yo, I wanna do this and I just gotta say that I gotta shout out for Sad Microwave. Everybody, yo, he thinks at first it will be neato to get microwave up that bean and cheese burrito. But then everybody, they wanna get on the horn, doing not that preset for that popcorn. And when it burns up, he gets so sad because they didn't put up the right side of the bag.
Look at that Vitamix looking so smug. Don't you think that microwave deserves a hug? All appliances gotta stick together. That's how appliances become birds of a feather.
Three-piece vest. They're wearing three-piece vest. They're all wearing a three-piece vest.
Some people gotta ask, wait, holy Mises, what do you mean? A vest in three pieces? It's not a three-piece suit, the vest specifically? I'll break it down, how a vest could even be. Part one is the left side of the vest. Part two is the right side of the vest. Part three is the back
side of the vest.
The buttons don't count as individual parts.
20-piece vest counts the buttons, my friend. For getting technical, that's what it is at the end. 20-piece vest has a party to throw. That's four buttons, the front and the yo, the back too. Don't forget the back. The back's where it's at, cause it's feeling really slack. Unless you tighten that little belt on the back. The one with the buckle and the silk type slack.
The vest and the microwave have something in common. If you need to look sharp and you need to cook ramen, look at those buttons on the front of the microwave. You can push them and get stuff hot, y'all.
Truck children. Yo, beep, beep. Truck children.
Beep. I got nothing. Yeah. I got nothing.
You know all about the miracle of birth. Do you know what a truck's life is worth? Don't abort a truck. Let a truck be born. Oh, it'll deserve your scorn.
Oh, everybody beep, knows. Beep, yeah, yo, what the heck? We gotta point out it's just an F of Star Trek. This one we were a little bit phoning it in. We could see that from the minute we started when we began.
Yeah, this truck is Captain Kirk. He's the captain truck, and he makes it work. This truck is Officer Uhura. She's a truck, and she knows she comes for you, son.
But here's the thing, I think you know the rest. That big old truck's in a three-piece
vest. Three-piece
vest. Three-piece
vest. The truck
vest.
Is in a three-piece vest.
Yo, Pixar shorts. They're short because they ain't tall.
Birds of a feather, I believe it's a Pixar short.
Little baby earthquake's just a foreshock to the main feature, which is just a prelude to an aftershock, which is just a grown-up earthquake, which is one big daddy motherfucking shake.
Yeah, that's right. And a three-piece vest is just a pre-shock of a full suit.
Yeah!
This that cartoon music.
Three-piece vest.
Not for kids anymore.
Three-piece vest.
Shed a tear, son.
One-piece suit. Peace out.
Three-piece out.
A perfect rap.
You know, when they inevitably make Little Baby Earthquake.
When they make Little Baby Earthquake, we will all get residuals, I assume.
I assume. I will not look into it. I will assume. Super Ego, thank you so much. What do we want the people to know?
Gosh, we got some live shows coming up in Philly and New York.
It's summertime.
In the summertime, so the Friday, July 20th, we will be in Philadelphia as part of the We the People Improv Fest. Then, the very next damn day, we go down to Brooklyn because we're returning to our home away from home, the Bell House. Saturday the 21st. This is all wrong. I think it's Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
The internet.
And then Sunday the 21st, Spontorco, also at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
Season 5 is out now on Stitcher Premium, coming out soon, and then a new season later this year.
Hell yeah. Well, if you haven't listened yet, what are you doing? Thank you so much. Thank you. We got Brett back on the frets. We got Scott Pastorella, King of Pianos, Pianista Kings. We got Dana Wicks on the sticks. Thank you all so much. We love
you. We love you. Thank you for listening. We got some tours coming up. Check them out on the website, thezackandthejess.com/live. It's all there.
Yep. Oh, you want me to go first?
No, I'll do it. And as we say at the end of every episode, if your earthquake is just a baby...
I got ya. Maybe.
Oh,